I have an idea. Let's keep talking about the Hudson River. The mission of the Hudson River Maritime Museum in Kingston, New York, is to preserve and interpret the history of the Hudson River, its tributaries, its industries, and its communities. They work closely with other organizations such as Clearwater, the aforementioned, Riverkeeper, DEC, and Scenic Hudson. This year marks the 40th anniversary, and they have tours, exhibitions, and an upcoming festival to tell us all about. Lisa Klein joins us. She's the executive director of the Hudson River Maritime Museum and joins us along with Ellie, is it Burns?
Burhans.
Yeah. And even though you told me that 4 seconds ago, I promptly forgot. So, Ellie, okay. Thank you very much for being with us. The museum's development and communications manager, Ellie Burhans, and Lisa Klein, welcome to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, a delight. All right. So we're talking about all the good, cool things happening with Clearwater. What do we need to know about the Hudson River Maritime Museum?
Well, I think the first thing that I always tell people is our mission, but you've already done that. So thank you very much.
Okay.
People do get confused about what we do. But we talk about the river, every part of the river, the boats on the river itself, the geology, the science, the environment. And we're very, very big partners with Clearwater, Riverkeeper, and all the people you mentioned. The thing that I want to talk about right now is our new exhibit that we just opened called Rescuing the River, 50 Years of Environmental Activism on the Hudson River. And of course, Clearwater plays a huge part in that story, as does the Hudson River Fishermen, which became and begat the Riverkeeper organization, yeah. Scenic Hudson, DEC, and a lot of other grassroots folks that worked to clean up our river in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and on. And that exhibit opened just a month ago, I think.
April 19th.
Yeah, and it's really great. It tells the whole story, all the fights. There's a lot of drama and partnerships, and it's and it all is a very good story.
A lot of drama. So tell us about the new tour boat.
The new tour boat is my favorite thing to talk about because we built this boat on our campus. It was designed by a Hudson River resident, an RPI professor named David Borton, and a maritime boat designer named David Gehr. And the boat looks like a replica from an 1800 type kind of launch that you would see on the river. It's very beautiful. And it's 100% solar powered. It has zero carbon footprint. It holds 28 passengers, 2 crew, and it can go out for hours on end. And we are going to be using it as a floating classroom, basically, and a tour boat to the lighthouse, also up the creek to talk about industry and, architectural tours on the Hudson River. And you can also charter it for your own events.
So a very cool thing that I assume you can use in your efforts as well.
Yes, absolutely. The other thing that I'd like to say is, we wouldn't have been able to do it without our partners. We received help from Scenic Hudson and from the New York State DEC, as well as individual and private donors.
So all of this going on, and then on top of it, you have the Maritime Festival, which features a boat show. And tell us a little bit about that.
The Maritime Festival has two great highlights. The Antique and Classic Boat Society brings all of their boats, or as many as they can get, to come up for the weekend, and they're at our docks, and we're talking about 50-foot boats, 40, 30, down to 12-foot boats, and they're beautiful wooden boats, all from the 50s, 40s, and they'll be there doing a boat parade and talking about those crafts. And we also have the Boat Building Championship, which is our competition, where people build their 8-foot wooden skiffs in 4 hours. Actually, some of these competitors, there's 2 people building each boat, and some of the competitors build them in under 2 hours, and they compete on the quality of the boat and the ability to row it across the creek, and they get cash prizes, and it's really, really fun to watch them build.
So not taking away from that at all, but is it a good idea to get into a boat that you built in 2 hours? I mean, is that just a general rule of thumb? Is that a good thing? No? I would think you could cut corners there that could perhaps
prove
detrimental.
We've actually had a few boats barely make it back. No one has sank yet, but there have been a couple times where you're crossing your fingers, yeah, just saying, please, 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 I don't want you in the creek.
Now, with that said, you do have also a wooden boat school that helps people learn how to do this, of woodworking, boat building skills.
That's right. It's really a really cool school. We teach people woodworking, basic skills. You can take a series of classes and learn how to sharpen your tools, how to use shop tools, and how to build small projects like mallets or toolboxes. And then we have another level where you can come in and like build an Adirondack chair in a weekend. And then we have whole week-long classes where you can learn how to build your own boat, kayaks, canoes, things like that.
How the schools make up a big part of what you do, right?
Yeah. Education is our focus, definitely.
And that goes year-round?
Year-round. In the winter, we actually have a program called Youth Boat. It's in partnership with the local high school and Ulster County BOCES. And we actually teach kids how to build boats. And some of them actually compete at the Maritime Festival. And they do very, very well.
Yeah, they do. Also cool. And then you have the sailing schools and the rowing schools. That's a part of what you do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we believe, just like Clearwater and Riverkeeper and Scenic Hudson, we believe that in order to care about the river, you have to experience the river. And that means you have to get out on the river or learn some craft that has to do with a maritime, you know, skill. And through that engagement, you begin to understand the river and its importance to our valley and, you know, all the aspects.
In the moments that we have left, I'm curious just to put the river and to put the maritime history of the river into context, into the overall maritime history of this country. Where does it fit?
This is a very big theme in our exhibit that we just hung, talking about the importance of the river. Actually, it's important for our last year's exhibit, too, with the canal.
Canals,
transportation that the D&H Canal, the Erie Canal, and the Hudson River, in combination with each other, you know, made possible is amazing and a huge story about industrial growth in this country. And the river and the Hudson River Valley and its role in environmental activism is very, very strong. If you have probably something to say about that.
Yeah, I like to say that if you want to teach a thematic course about American history, you can use the Hudson River as the course. You talk about Native history, colonial history. You can talk about the early environmental movements, the Hudson River School, the first art movement, Teddy Roosevelt. And then you can go into modern times and talk about the Industrial Revolution, pollution, and then the efforts to clean it up. And that's all in our exhibits. Mm-hmm.
The latest exhibit is Rescuing the River, 50 Years of Environmental Activism in the Hudson Valley. And is it, you have an exhibit every year? Is that you look to do that every
we
year?
We do. We have permanent exhibits that, you know, really tell the story of the river, tugboats, dayliners, sloops and sailboats, you know, ice boats, all sorts of things like that. And then we have a revolving every year we have a new opening exhibit that stays open 2 years. So they kind of leapfrog each other. And last year was about canals. That exhibit is still up. And the Erie Canal, the Champlain Canal, and the D&H Canal specifically. And then this year is Rescuing the River. Next year it's going to be the Mary Powell.
And don't forget, we're hosting Waterways, which is a museum on Main Street program through the Smithsonian.
Oh, what's that?
So the Smithsonian has a program where they have temporary exhibits that they loan out to small, local, rural museums. And New York State, this is the first year it's participating in this program, and we're one of six organizations that was chosen to house this exhibit.
Wonderful. Well, a lot going on. As far as what's the best way for people to experience what you have going on and to experience the museum in a good way?
I think the best thing to do is go on our website, because you really get the full impact of all the classes we do, all the programs we do, the lectures, our hours, our tour boat rides. It's all on there, and that's hrmm.org. And it's a pretty big website, so leave yourself some time.
give yourself some time to peruse. It's HRMM, which, in case you're wondering, stands for Hudson River Maritime Museum. It's HRMM.org. The museum itself is located in Kingston, New York. And anything else you'd like to add of the best way to experience the museum and understand it better?
Come visit us and let us take you out on our new solar tour boat.
Yeah, the solar tour boat, it will it holds 28 passengers. You're going to do, anyone could, I mean, I know you're doing school tours and so forth, but anyone, once they plan it, can go on it?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be putting our schedule of lighthouse tours and other industrial tours on our website soon.
And once you get to the lighthouse, that's a cool thing to see of it.
Oh, it's so
awesome.
It's so
beautiful.
Cool. It's a really a great experience because it's about a 15-minute ride out to the lighthouse. It's all by itself on a little island out in the middle of the river, and it's pretty much as they left it when the lightkeepers left several decades ago. It's, you know, sparsely furnished, but you really get a feeling of what it must have been like to work out there.
You get there by a 100% solar-powered tour boat, and that is just one of the exciting things happening at the Hudson River Maritime Museum. There is also the new exhibit called Rescuing the River, 50 Years of Environmental Activism in the Hudson Valley. There are the schools, there's the festivals, and you can find out about all of it by going to hrmm.org. The Hudson River Maritime Museum is in Kingston, New York. And again, the website, hrmm.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Lisa Klein is the executive director of the museum. Ellie Burhans is the museum's development and communications manager. I thank both of you for being with us. Have a glorious summer and a great luck with all of the work that you're doing.
Thank you
for doing it. Appreciate it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.